Blog Talk Radio.
LifestylesRadio.com. Now, today's show.
Good afternoon. It's a Saturday, and of course, on a Saturday show, we got Third Eye Live, and my name is John Hollis, and I'm here to, of course, talk about Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Then we're going to be on with the show, which would be Third Eye Live from 4 to 5. I want to take this time to explain to anybody that's listening for the first time, Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Our primary purpose is to help people to discover and recover from all areas of their lives that they feel that needs to be uplifted. And most importantly, if you're hopeless today, you might find some hope listening to this show. We're on here for 2 hours. The next 2 hours, of course, is going to be from 4 until 6. We got Third Eye Live and then Rashid from the Griffin's Law from 5 to 6. I know we are, of course, broadcasting right now on Blog Talk Radio. We're also broadcasting on Twitter Podcast. We're broadcasting at our website at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can check out all of our information right there and all of our scheduling right at the website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Of course, our sponsors is what make this possible, and, of course, our sponsors for today's first and second part of the show, that means for the next 2 hours, is Florida Addiction Institute, Robert Gluck, the attorney, Canatelli Builders, Vital Foods, and, of course, the Hanley Center. And we want to thank them for sponsoring the two-hour show on Saturday and making it possible for us to carry a message. Most importantly, when you're out there and you're trudging the road to happy destiny, you know, you can catch here on WNN 1470 AM our message every day, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. Saturday from 4 to 6, and Sunday nights from 9 to 11. Feel free to tune in and check us out. You can also go to YouTube now, and you can look at my ugly mug and some other people from Holistic Lifestyles Radio. It's the bobbing head. You'll enjoy it. It just looks like my head kind of like, you know, floating around. It's a beautiful thing. High tech. We're going high tech here at Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And, of course, if you're listening to us on Twitter Podcast, we sent out a bunch of information from past shows. We have been on the air now, coming up on January 3rd for 1 year. So we went back, we dug into the archives today on Twitter, and we sent out information from Julian Whitaker when he was on the show with us his first time. We also sent out some information from Brian Clements from Hippocrates, where you can click and listen to his show too. So if you've been hanging out on Twitter today with us, you've been listening to a year's worth of shows, and we did like sent out 12 shows, one for each month. It was pretty cool. We had a good time with it, and it was a lot of work, but we had a lot of response and a lot of good time with it. So I hope you enjoyed it, and most importantly, if you're listening live right now, Facebook people that tune in to us, if you're listening live on Facebook, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Of course, it is a time and a season that we get to, be merry and be hopeful and filled with love. Third Eye Live, broadcasting today, is going to be with Lori Bowman and her guests and her panel. And, of course, we are looking forward to more information from their guest, Bob Decker. Bob Decker is in studio, and he's going to be giving us his understanding of metaphysical and holistic approaches combined, and we're going to be talking about a lot of that here coming up within the next hour, and then Rashid will be on from 5 to 6. And in the meantime, we will look forward to having you come back to us right after this break.
Addiction Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders, 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At VitalFoodStore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.vitalfoodstore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.vitalfoodstore.com. That's vitalfoodstore.com, the internet road to a healthy life.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lubbers toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lubbers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
And good afternoon. This is Rashid with Third Eye Live here hope everybody's having a wonderful Saturday afternoon. I am, as I mentioned, Rashid, and here next to me is...
Hi, my name's Holly.
And you guys heard Lori earlier, so Third Eye Live. Barb, by the way, is on holiday vacation. Good for her. She's enjoying the holidays with her family. But she will be joining us back again in about another week or so, so she's going to take a little break. And with us as our guest today is Bob Decker. And Bob Decker is an associate at the Griffin's Loft. And aside from doing lots of things as far as doing readings, hypnotherapist, does past life regression, is a Reiki master as well.
Yes.
And today you're going to be talking about Egyptian esoteric philosophy.
Yes.
Sounds really cool. So take it away, Bob. Tell us. Enlighten us today. We want to be enlightened as well as enlightening our audience.
I have one question.
Oh. Yeah, sure, Lori. Go ahead.
What does the title mean?
What does esoteric Egyptian philosophy
yes.
mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good question. I didn't want to just talk about mythology. It sounds so dry. You know, people are like, oh, God, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to listen to a mythology lecture. I had enough of those when I was in high school or when I was in college. Okay. I don't want to really call it ancient Egyptian religion because, properly speaking, there wasn't an ancient Egyptian religion. Okay, what there was basically a mass of beliefs, of reasonings, of visions, of thoughts, of dreams that comprised the spiritual life of the ancient Egyptians. There were actually many, quote-unquote, religions in Egypt. What gods you worshipped, what goddesses you adored, what gods you revered, depended upon the area of the country in which you resided. There was approximately, properly speaking, about 3,000 gods in ancient Egypt. That's a lot of gods.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of deities. And, of course, if you had festivals for each and every one of those, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, what a party place.
It was a party place, huh?
Yeah, a constant holiday. But actually, for all practical purposes, they had about, when you break it down, when you get rid of the little gods of the local towns, okay, the little counties and things like that, equivalent of counties and even the larger cities. You get right down to the core is about roughly 1,200.
Oh.
Wow.
Boy.
So did a lot of, because I've seen at least that a lot of spiritual people or people that are very much into metaphysics, a lot of them have connections to past life, Egyptian lives, and so is that the reason why? Because there were so many that there seems to be somewhat of a root for a lot of metaphysical thought and philosophy in Egyptian?
Oh, yeah. Well, that touches on a couple of things, okay? A lot of people have a connection to ancient Egypt because that culture ran, that civilization ran full blast for such a long time. To give you an analogy, if you were, say, like, take a look at your pointing finger, okay,
mm-hmm.
and you look at the length of your finger, the length of your finger would be the length of the history of ancient Egypt, of the civilization, and the point from the end of your fingernail to the cuticle would be, say, the Roman Empire.
Wow.
Okay? The length of time between the beginning of Egypt and the time of Alexander the Great is greater, far greater, than the time of us to Alexander the Great. You follow me on that? So it's a big, there's a big expanse of time there. All right. Now, traditionally, it's held that the ancient Egyptian civilization is about 5,000 years old, or started around the time of roughly 4,000 to 5,000 BC. Okay. Supposedly, there was this tribe of people who were basically sort of similar, according to the most recent findings, to Australian Aborigines, okay? And then all of a sudden, these people have this amazing culture. All of a sudden, these people have a developed system of writing. It didn't evolve, okay? There's no sign of evolution. Like when you look at the Phoenician, hieroglyphics, you look at any ancient written language, it shows signs of evolving. This did not evolve. It's like it was a delivered system. It was a pure system of writing that was complete in and of itself directly from the beginning. But now, in a sense, I'm digressing. Going back to your question about people's roots in ancient Egypt, one ancient Greek writer was interviewing a priest, and the priest said to him that the ancient Egyptian civilization had existed all throughout all of the signs being entered by the sun. In other words, what the man was saying was that Egypt had gone through an entire precession of the equinoxes. Now, a precession, the grand precession of the equinoxes, that means the sun going all the way from rising in the sign of Aries, coming around full circle through all the signs and rising again in the sign of Aries, is 23,500 years.
Wow, that's a lot. What about, I've also heard how they have connections to coming in from outer space, and they talk about how the pyramids, that it, they feel that possibly the pyramids weren't built by civilization that started here on Earth. So do you think that, that connection exists there with the Egyptians as well?
I think it does. My personal take on it is that's a real possibility that it has an extraterrestrial origin. See, there's basically two or three ways you can look at this as to why these people had all of a sudden a developed system of writing. They had a developed system of medicine. I mean, one that would take you centuries to go by trial and error. If you just had to figure out which herb would go on what part of the body or what type of dung you would use to cure a particular wound, all right, what combination of honey and what body parts from animals you would use to cure. And these are the kind of medicine they practiced, which was ridiculed at one point, but it actually worked. It was like all of this was just simply there all of a sudden.
Well, what I find quite fascinating is when you look into the archaeology now, they're showing that the pyramids that were the older pyramids, the stones were larger. And as you go into time, it starts getting smaller when it should be in reverse. I thought that was quite fascinating.
It is. I've always heard how I've read and I've seen on TV how they say that the pyramids, you know, that they just don't see it being possible that they were built by a group of people here from Earth, that they feel that it definitely they had help from extraterrestrials to do it. So it's always interesting to go back and look at the mummification process too. You know, how did they come up with the knowledge to be able to create the mummies that have lived on for centuries? I mean, you know, as they've gone, archaeologists have found these mummies and they're still very much intact, and even the organs. So it's interesting.
It is very.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I'm sorry, Lori, speaking of the pyramids, those stones, those 3-ton, 3.5-ton stones were so finely dressed, okay, they were so perfectly compacted that you can't fit a playing card.
Right, you can't even put a razor. And I was there at the Great Pyramid, and you look so small compared to those stones, literally.
Wow.
They're huge. Yeah, huge.
Very interesting. Should we be scared?
No.
No, it's a fascinating time.
I mean, it's amazing to think that how much more, I hate to say this, but how much more civilized certain civilizations were way before we came into the picture.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
You know how the continents, they say, drift? So do you happen to know what the land masses were, which land masses were together at that time? Did you ever look into that in your research?
I'm not sure, of course. I don't think any of us can be sure what land masses would have been together at this time. I mean, I'm sure that South America and Africa were joined. I mean, it's just, to me, it's so obvious. You look at it. I mean, you look at a map, it's pretty apparent. Okay?
One thing is fascinating. The Great Pyramid stands exactly at the center of the largest landmass on Earth. I mean, they did. If you look back at 600 years ago, we didn't know where the continents were, so to say. And here we are looking at the Great Pyramid at the largest point.
Do you think there'll be more changes with the continents as time goes on? I mean, you hear about them talking about how, you know, and again, it'll bring up 2012, but, you know, oh, how, you know, there's other land pieces that are going to go underwater, and other pieces that arise. And so do you think that there's opportunities for that to continue happening?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll be honest with you, I don't think I'll see it in my lifetime, okay, assuming I live another 30 years or so. I'm middle-aged. So, you know, assuming I live another 30 or even 40 years, I don't think I'd see it in my lifetime. But, no, I mean, is there going to be? Absolutely. I'd be shocked if there...
They could find the Fountain of Youth and you could live on for another 40 or 50, Bob. So it's
possible.
Sounds
good.
I just want to say that according to science and the studies of the earth plates, they are floating as we speak now, and they will be there constantly moving. And islands come up, they go down according to the volcanic activities, and the Earth's crust is always changing.
Wow, it's interesting.
Yeah, and that was reflected in the mythology of the ancient Egyptians, definitely. Okay, there were shifts in which deities were particularly worshipped. Okay, there was shifts in which deities were in the bark of millions of years, which was the boat that sailed with the sun god Ra,
mm-hmm.
Okay, in which deities were in the front of the boat, in which deities took a rear seat, shifted according to which constellations were in the sky.
Wow, very interesting. So it all relates to astrology and things like that as well.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. The star Sirius was the main point, the main central point around which the Egyptian mythology originated, around which it cohered, for several good reasons, okay? Let's go back to your question about the origins of the people or the origins of the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one theory is the extraterrestrial. The other one is Atlantean, that people, as Atlantis collapsed, the civilization collapsed, these people got into their boats, did what they had to do, to get to dry land, to safe land, and so they came upon these primitive people and gave them this advanced body of knowledge. It's an attractive theory to those who are into the Atlantean. From the extraterrestrial standpoint, the star Sirius is extremely interesting. Now, Sirius was of extreme interest to the Egyptians because it heralded the beginning of the inundation. When the star Sirius ascended, which is usually around our time now of August 1st, marked the inundation or flooding of the Nile. Now, back in those days, now, of course, the Nile no longer floods because of the Aswan Dam.
Right.
Okay, they've taken care of that. But in the olden days, if the Nile did not flood, then it would not bring up the rich black silt, which is why Egypt was called the land of Chem, which meant dark. It wasn't dark like evil. It was dark because it was physically dark. It had a rich body of silt, fertile soil, in which they could plant their crops. If they didn't get that inundation, they didn't get that silt, they really didn't get their water. I mean, they had irrigation systems, but you can only do so much, and considering they had very little rainfall, they really counted on that flooding. So the rising of the star Sirius, the dog star, marked the rising of the Nile. And that's why you have the phrase, dog days of summer.
Oh, okay.
That goes back to the dog star rising around the beginning of August, you know, which that end of July, that beginning of August, is the dog days. Now, another thing that's interesting, a man named Robert Temple wrote a book called The Sirius Mystery, and it was about a African tribe called the Dogon,
mm-hmm.
who had advanced knowledge of the star Sirius. Not only of the star Sirius, but of star Sirius B, which is a much smaller body comprised of a mass of material so heavy that a matchbox size of it would be about 50 tons. This highly gravitational body goes around Sirius and is basically completely invisible to the naked eye. It was discovered in the early part of the 20th century with advanced telescopes.
Very interesting.
The Dogon tribe had knowledge of Sirius A and Sirius B.
They had it written on a cave, if I can remember correctly.
Yes.
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 I read a little bit about that as well. Quite fascinating.
Yeah, they had drawings on the
mm-hmm.
cave, and it was obvious what they were drawing. It was obvious this primitive tribe had this knowledge.
And then, if I remember correctly, the scientists were asking them how they received this information, and they did say from somebody that came from the sky. And they didn't want to hear that. Once they heard that, it was like, okay, no more talk. Get it? Yeah, exactly.
Suddenly
it becomes
taboo.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
mm-hmm.
we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue Third Eye Live here with Bob Decker.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At VitalFoodStore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.VitalFoodStore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.VitalFoodStore.com. That's VitalFoodStore.com, the internet road to a healthy life. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
And we are back again, Third Eye Live here with Bob Decker, and we're talking about the Egyptian esoteric philosophy, and we're learning some interesting things. We're having conversations in between the breaks, but fascinating to realize that a culture that we now call primitive probably wasn't as primitive as we think. I mean, there's so much that we have today now in philosophies and just in everyday stuff that this culture had developed. I mean, we were talking about the pyramids and how How do you think they got all those stones on top of those pyramids? They're monster-sized pyramids, and yet they were able to do it.
Yeah, it's just incredible, absolutely incredible technological achievement, the building of the Great Pyramid. I don't have a particular pet theory that I subscribe to. I've read some people say, well, it was ultrasound, that they had some sort of very sophisticated sound equipment that was capable of pinpoint raising these stones and at least putting them into place. I've also seen where just in the last few years they have unearthed a large encampment, I mean, enough for thousands and thousands of people, that is suggestive of that large force of slaves or workers who did push those stones up those ramps or however, you know, pull the pulleys, whatever it was they had to do to get those stones up there, these people did. And I certainly wouldn't want to detract from the men that gave their lives or crippled, you know, basically physically getting these stones into position, if that be the case. I do know this, that it's an extremely sophisticated achievement. It's aligned perfectly. The Great Pyramid is aligned perfectly with the Orion constellation. Okay, and there's a whole mythology and a whole entire books, at least one entire book has been written just on that subject alone. Okay, so it's definitely a very, very interesting subject and a very, very profound subject, and I think more is going to be found out about that as time goes on. The other thing we were talking about is the Sphinx. Now, the Sphinx is very interesting because traditionally the Sphinx has been established to being, by traditional Egyptologists, about 4,500, 5,000 years old at the most, maybe 3,500, okay, mm-hmm. depending on which Egyptologist you would talk to. John Anthony West, in his book Serpent in the Sky, outlines how he investigated the Sphinx, and he came to the conclusion that it was not air erosion that had worn down the Sphinx, because it's very worn, but that it was water erosion. Now, that's pretty interesting, because it doesn't really rain in Egypt.
Not enough to create that kind of...
Not enough to create that much erosion. So if this is water erosion, that means the Sphinx would have to be a lot older than 4,000 or 5,000 years.
We're looking at pre-diluvian times.
Yeah, and you're looking like, when it comes right down to it, at least 10,000-15,000 years back. And he actually had a geologist, somebody that specializes in rock formation erosion, looking at the Sphinx. And the man agreed with him. He wouldn't go all the way back with him on the dates, but he said definitely exceeding 5,000, maybe 7,500 years back. Okay,
wow.
And that's coming from a conservative scientist that's not into any kind of esotericism. Okay, and a man's going to tend to be very conservative because he values his scientific reputation. All right, so it goes back further than what they would traditionally have us believe. Go ahead, Laura. You wanted to ask me?
Yeah, Bob. I wanted to ask you. So you said it might be water erosion. So would that mean that the Nile was much wider than it is now?
No, not necessarily, Lori. What I'm saying is that for the amount of rainfall that they get there, if it's water erosion, it would take forever
before
for that
the
rainwater.
Before the flood, diluvian times, possibly when we lost Atlantis, the flood, possibly around that time frame, correct?
That could be.
Yeah.
That could be, Holly.
Yeah.
That's true.
That makes about the most sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that would make sense in that line.
Mm-hmm.
So they have been around. So we're saying that they probably were around a lot longer than what we think.
I mean, look at Abydos Temple, where you see the images of the helicopters, and they have those strange vehicles almost looking like submarines in Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it can go back to that time frame, too.
Well, also, they had a temple of Dendera, a temple of Hathor in the ancient city of Dendera, that in 3500 B.C. was described as being in ruins. Okay, now that is interesting, because those buildings did not decay that quickly. All right, so that kind of suggests that that temple had been there for a very, very long time.
Long time. It's basically most likely a cover-up story. Unfortunately, as you were mentioning, the Romans with the start of Christianity and the burning down of Alexandria, the library. What was
mm-hmm.
it, 700,000 texts or something along those lines?
Something like that.
Yeah. So at that time frame, it was just massive, massive destruction and covering up of the Egyptians.
And that cover-up goes on to this day. I mean, this is part of why there's so much resistance from traditional Egyptologists and from governments to the idea of Egyptian civilization exceeding 5,000 years. Okay. Nowadays, where it comes from is like your Egyptian government is basically Islamic, okay, fundamentalist,
mm-hmm.
and for something to contradict the Quran is not acceptable. Because if you take a literal timeline with the Quran or the Bible, okay, it stops at about 5,000 years. So anything that says, well, it's older than 5,000 years, then you're basically contradicting a literal timeline in Scripture.
And aren't 99% of the archaeologists in Egypt Muslim?
Yes, they are, or they're basically, if they're not, the Bureau of Antiquities is controlled by the Muslims.
Exactly.
So, I mean, they're just not going to cooperate with anything other than the vanilla model that they subscribe to.
And I even heard now, because more interest is being looked at when we're looking at Egypt, that pictures are not allowed to be taken in museums any longer, that they're putting up fences and around temples and the pyramids. It looks like now they're starting to cover things up as well, more, because of the interest that's flying into Egypt now.
And I think that happens in a lot of different cultures. On my trips to New Mexico, more and more the Native Americans are doing the same. There are lots of places where they will not allow photographs. And to even attempt it is to be thrown off the reservations or be arrested. And
makes you wonder what the big cover-up is.
Yeah, they, you know what? They hold a lot of, for those that do believe certain philosophies, they hold it so dear that they just don't want it to be contaminated.
Also, tourists have a healthy way of picking up things that are on the ground and bringing it back with them. So I think that might also be why they take those measures.
And some of us can be guilty of that, but I won't go there. I do respect all cultures, but once in a while there is a piece on the floor, you have to pick it up. And it's bad, but, you know, it happens. But it's all interesting, and it's interesting to see, again, you know, what we call primitive, and I'm sure that, you know, millions of years from now, civilizations are going to look at us and say we were far more primitive. So it's interesting to always to understand how cultures aren't, you know, we have to learn to use different terms to talk about them, because a lot of times what we call primitive, in their time they were probably far more advanced in their way of thinking and doing things than we are today.
Right, exactly. As a matter of fact, the ancient Egyptians had a firm grasp of the mathematical concepts of phi and of pi. And these are basically mathematical concepts who have been attributed in their discovery to the ancient Greeks. Now, of course, the ancient Greeks basically studied with the ancient Egyptians. This is where they got a great deal of their learning. Now, in the 20th century, there was a man named Schwaller de Lubitz who's written numerous books on ancient Egyptian civilization and architecture. And what he did is he spent several decades taking exacting measurements of the Temple of Luxor, among other standing structures within Egypt. And from his measurements, he found, and I mean, this man did meticulous measurements, I mean, doorway, every archway, not just rooms, but I'm talking any sort of orifice, portal, passageway, he measured it. And based upon these measurements, he firmly established the idea that the Egyptians were not some semi-savage barbarians, as the 19th century Egyptologist Wallace Budge characterized them to be, but these were people of mathematical genius. Now, going back to Egyptologists, the Egyptologists of that time would have none of it. They wouldn't even address him. I mean, they wouldn't even mention his name at conferences. And he said to them, he goes, you know, if you don't like my ideas, that's fine. Come on down to the Temple of Luxor and discredit me. I'll show you where I measured this stuff. And if my measurements are wrong, if I'm mathematically incorrect, you can discredit me in front of the entire world. Not one single man or woman ever traveled to the Temple of Luxor or any of the other temples and took him up on his challenge.
There you
they
go.
They absolutely stonewalled that man.
Well, like in any kind of political cover-up, it doesn't matter what country you live in, there's always political cover-up.
Well, I find this quite fascinating. I was watching a video the other night. I'm giving credit to Dr. Carmen Bolter, did a 5-disc series on the Pyramid Code. And talk about, what is the saying, as so below, as above. They were looking at the constellations to the ground where the three pyramids are. And how you were talking, Bob, earlier about Sirius, how the Egyptians tracked the star Sirius. Well, it seems that they wanted to know where the sun was on these 70 days that Sirius dropped from the sky. So as they were tracking, they were showing that at the very beginning of the 70 days, the sun was around the constellation within Pleiades. And then as it went downward, it went throughout Orion's belt and then past the Milky Way and then going into the constellation of Leo. So by looking at that, they went to the ground, and lo and behold, exactly when the sun is at Pleiades, it also touches Absur, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And then going to the three pyramids of Giza was representing Orion's belt, and then the Milky Way representing the Nile, and then even going farther, Heliopolis representing the constellation of Leo. So mathematics, I mean, that's quite fascinating to be thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago to track that.
That is fascinating.
Yes, it is. It's interesting how the mythology was so intertwined with the astrology, among other things. It was very, very multi-textured, in a sense. The myths would speak to the hearts of the people. The stories are very stirring, some of them very, very touching. And at the same time, they were touching upon theological concepts. All right? You could use, for instance, Osiris, the god of fertility, the god of purity, sort of like the Christ ray of the ancient Egyptian pantheon, had intimate relations with the goddess Nephthys, who was the goddess of revelation, the goddess of the chalice, and from this union came forth the baby dog Anubis, who was basically the guard dog, the guardian of the underworld. So the idea was that when you combine purity with revelation, you have true guidance.
There you go.
You follow me on that? Okay. Now, speaking of astrology, though, another interesting story is once in the ancient aeons of time, the god Ra became offended at Geb, the earth god, and Nut, the sky goddess. I don't know what they did, but they really annoyed him. And he says, you know, for this, you are not to have children on any day in which light shines. Cannot be. Well, at that point in time, there was 360 days to the year instead of 365.
Mm-hmm.
So Thoth, the god of wisdom, happened to like Geb Nut. So he went and played a game of draughts with the moon and won 5 extra days, or won some light from the moon, which he created in his wisdom and magical power, 5 extra days. And they were able to give birth to Isis, Horus, Nephthys, Osiris, and Set.
So would those 5 extra days be the leap year days that we have?
That could be the leap day years that we have. And also, what they're saying is that it probably related to an axial shift, the axis of the earth shifting, changing the relation of the sun and the moon to the earth.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
That is interesting.
We've been quite fascinated. We're going to take another short break, and then we will continue Third Eye Live here with Bob Decker.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
My name is Robert Gluck.
I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At VitalFoodStore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.VitalFoodStore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.VitalFoodStore.com. That's VitalFoodStore.com, the internet road to a healthy life.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Standing at the crossroads, trying to read the sign.
And hello, we're back again, Third Eye Live here. And joining us is Bob Decker, and we've been talking with Bob about the Egyptian esoteric philosophy. And we're going to be talking about Isis, and Isis, the almighty Isis.
Yes, Isis, great mother, lady of all things, lady of 10,000 names.
What does that mean?
Well, she was a lady of fertility, of magic, of healing, of love. You name it, you could go to her for it. Okay. See, in ancient Egypt, the names of the gods and goddesses were extremely important. If you knew the true name of a god or a goddess, you could have control over that god or goddess.
Oh, really? So they
yes.
believed that if you, so their names were sacred. So if you knew their names, then that meant that you had somehow tapped into being able to control their energy.
Absolutely.
Does that have something to do with the mystery schools for the adepts, that not everybody was attuned to have the knowledge at that point?
Yes, this is true.
Yeah.
This is true because to be an adept,
You had to be clean. They wanted, back in ancient times, they wanted to make sure that you had a clean heart and you were a clean spirit in order to go through the mystery schools, in order to go up in the degrees.
Right, because with this knowledge, you could do major things. You can control the weather. You can control animals. And this is not germane just to Egypt. I mean, in many cultures, like the kahunas, okay, you know, and was it Hawaii, control animals through speech, through vibrating certain sounds, all right? There's certain shamans in Central and South America that can control animals by making certain sounds. In the ancient Egyptian, this was called heka. It was sacred words. It was sacred power through the power of speech, because the universe was spoken into creation. With God was the word,
mm-hmm.
you know, as it said in the Bible. Well, they believed in that as well. That's what they called a thought. Jehudi, the god of wisdom, spoke the words, the heart of Ra, of the sun god, into creation. But going back to Isis, now Isis's worship was extremely ancient. She was probably the most revered goddess. She had to be the most revered goddess in ancient Egypt. She goes all the way back. She had a considerable amount of mythology surrounding her. She was very cunning. She was very wise. At one point, she wanted to know the name of Ra. She wanted to have the real power. We were just talking about that, the words of power. Well, she went to Ra and she goes, "Father, tell me your name." He goes, "Oh, well, I am the great one who rises at the beginning of the morn. I am the shiner in the sky. I am the iridescent fire that rules." And she goes, "Oh, no. Those are just your titles. No, Father, no, Ra. Tell me your name. And he started sprouting off these titles. And she goes, "No, tell me your name." He goes, No. You're not getting that. I'm not giving you my name. So Isis did not want to take no for an answer. She was persistent. So she disguised herself, transformed herself into a scorpion, and gave him a sting. And he became very much in pain and very sick. And she came to him and she goes, she came to him as a bird. She flapped her wings and came to him as a bird. She goes, "Oh, what is it that bothers thee, O great Ra?" He goes, "Oh, I've been stung and I hurt and my belly is about to burst and I'm sweating and I don't feel right." And he goes, I could help, but you must tell me your name." And he begins to sprawl off his titles. And she goes, no, you tell me your name and I'll bring you, I have the antidote, I can bring it to you." So finally, after some back and forth, he goes ahead and spits it out. He says his true name. The bird, the swallow, transforms into Isis, who laughs at him, hands him the antidote, and says, "Thank you."
So she became even more powerful by getting his name.
Yes, she became even more powerful by getting his name. She was the goddess, as I said, of all things, of all magic, everything. Everything came to center around Isis. Her worship was so powerful that in the times of early Christianity, to get people from worshiping Isis, they basically came up with the cult of Mary. The powers of Mary, okay, in the Catholic Church, not in Catholicism, but just saying it how it basically is. At those times, in order to sway the people over, they needed to build up the powers of Mary so that they were the same as the powers of Isis.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Very interesting. Well, and I know that there are a lot of people who, as channelers, have Isis as their kind of their guide, who guides them through in channeling and holds the key to them as far as the powers that they have for channeling and all of that. So a lot of people do still, in a way, kind of worship her, people that work in metaphysical.
Oh, yes, definitely. There's many, many people that do worship the goddess Isis, and rightfully so. I mean, she is a wonderful deity, and she does reward those who are attentive to her. Because, see, the gods of ancient Egypt, they're as real as the forces of nature are real. They're loving, kind energies. Like any magical system, like any system of attainment, it has a dark side. It can be misused. But that's from people that are warped. That's from people who are full of lust, greed, anger, negativity, are going to tap into the negative side of it. Those who approach us with love and reverence are going to find a great deal of positive in the ancient Egyptian thought system and mythology. So the deities are real. I believe they're real. I don't think they're just abstract concepts. I don't just think they're parts of our mind.
They did it.
They have a real. They have a real power. They really do, and they are very, very loving and very supportive of those who are of like mind.
Very cool. Well, I have to say, Bob, it has been quite an interesting hour here with you, talking about all of this and the Egyptian esoteric philosophy. You amaze me at how much you know. I'm always amazed at how much you know, Bob. It's been a great show. And, Bob, in case people want to talk to you a little bit more about the Egyptian esoteric philosophy, where can they reach you?
Okay. The easiest way to get in touch with me is probably through my website.
Okay.
Okay. You can just go ahead. Actually, you can just put in Bob Decker into Google.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see three websites that are obviously mine.
There you go.
Okay, it comes right to the top of Google. You can also look me up on Facebook and MySpace.
I want to take this time also to let you know you've been listening to the Third Eye Live on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. No rebroadcast without written consent of Holistic Lifestyles Radio. We want to thank our guest today, Bob Decker.
Thank you, John.
Yes, Bob, that was excellent.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
And you can also find Bob on Facebook. You can also call the Griffin's Loft, and you can find him there, and you can visit the website, www.griffinsloft.com. He is featured on there as well. This has been a really interesting and knowledgeable hour that we spent here with Bob. I hope you guys have learned a lot and realized that there's a lot more to the Egyptian culture besides just their pyramids and mummies.
And did we mention that he does the cartouche readings as
he
well?
Does, that's right. You do Egyptian cartouche, and you also teach it as well.
That's right. The Egyptian cartouche is actually the way of cartouche oracle, and I use it to predict things in particular time frames, pure Egyptian symbolism. Excellent
well, very
oracle.
Cool. Well, we're going to take a break, and we're going to continue with myself, Rashid, and I'm going to have my guest here, Reka, and we're going to be talking about auricular medicine. So stay tuned. Keep listening to us.
The answer, and all the time I know, grant your love and let it go.
Let it go, let it go.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Cold Care, KOLDKARE. Hello, this is Rich DeSoto of the Health Seminar. Join me and guests Thursdays, 10 a.m., 1470 on your AM dial.
AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. Tune in for The Steve Kane Show, Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m., only on WNN.
Amanda, age 3. Tyler, age 8. Marissa, age 4.5.
We could tell you just how many child abductions last year led to Amber Alerts.
Shaniqua, age 14. Ryan, age 9.
But this isn't about cold statistics. It's about saving kids.
Terrell and Jamal, age 6 months.
Please go to wirelessamberalerts.org. Sign up to get free Amber Alert text messages on your cell phone. When an Amber Alert is issued in the areas you've chosen, you'll receive a free text message. If you spot the vehicle, the suspect, or the child described in the alert, call 911. Sign up today for free at wirelessamberalerts.org. You can imagine what the family of an abducted child is feeling.
Alexander, age 7.
If you actually did help save that child, just imagine what that would feel like. WirelessAmberAlerts.org. A child is calling for help. This message brought to you by the Wireless Foundation, the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, hosted by John Hollis. Some of our other guest hosts include South Florida psychotherapist Christy Summers, Robin Lynn Weinstein of Vegan Live Food Nutrition, and Daniel Lovers of the Serenity Group. Past guests include author and interventionist Ken Seeley of A&E's Intervention, Reverend Leo Booth from Spiritual Concepts, and the InTheRooms.com founders RT and Kenny P, and many others in the fields of addiction and holistic lifestyle, like Julian Whitaker of the Whitaker Institute, Dr. Clement of Hippocrates of West Palm Beach, and John Giordano of G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., Saturdays 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11 on AM 1470 WNN. We provide an interactive means of everybody getting involved around the world through Blog Talk Radio, InTheRooms.com, Facebook, and Twitter. For the best information in holistic health, call today at 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, today's show.
And good evening, folks. This is Rashid from the Griffin's Loft, and this hour we are talking about spiritual and holistic things, and my guest today here with me is Rake, and Rake has been here with us before. She is an associate at the Griffin's Loft. Rake does what we're going to be talking about today, which is auricular therapy, and she also does emotional healing through angel therapy as well. And you've also just recently started a class for children, for crystal children and
indigo
children. So Rekha does a lot of healing work, and it's great to have you here this holiday weekend to talk about something that's really you've just started working with, which is the auricular, well, not just started working, you're practicing it more at the Griffin's Loft, auricular medicine. And talk to us a little bit about that, how it's been helping people, and give us a little bit of insight on it.
First of all, thank you very much for inviting me.
Yeah. Oh, as always, it's nice having you here.
And auricular is basically pain-related. A lot of people are in so much pain. Usually what happens is if you have an accident 30 years ago, your brain registered that trauma,
And after that, all the path messages the brain sends through its neuron and proton, they get mixed up, and they get all the energy gets clogged. It's not flowing anymore.
So it's not necessarily that they're actually feeling the pain as much as it's the brain registering that trauma?
Yes, and later on, you will have pain in your leg, in your heel, or they will call it spur heel. I've done that too. A lady couldn't even walk, and she said, doctor says spur heel, they can't do anything. And I did one treatment, and she walked away, whereas she sat in the doctor's office for hours, and she was so frustrated. I said, just come to me. I'll do it.
So it's an understanding of the mind, and certainly that's it's interesting because that's how certain fears come up, where people, they may have been in an accident, they've hurt themselves one way, and they may have actually healed from it on the physical level, but on the emotional level, they're still harboring that trauma in their mind of, oh, this is going to hurt if I do this, you know, if
okay, I'll explain you. Emotional level is also very different level where you have create a lot of pain is like from negative emotions, like you were angry. I often ask, when did this happen? When did the pain start? And they will lead me sometimes to accidents. Some people remember, but I say, what were you doing before accident? Were you angry? And many don't remember the one. This woman said, oh, I was angry. I could feel the energy. I said, that's why somebody hit her so hard from the back that her neck jerked, and it was neck pain, a whiplash. And then I said, what did you do? She said, she's been 12 years into massages, doctors, this and that, and spent so much money. Then I was also doing the emotional healing part. So I did auricular on her. 50% was gone right on the table.
Wow.
And she got home. Next day she calls, everything is back. I said, what did you do? Because I know her well. I wouldn't ask any.
So she went back to the old patterns again.
Yes, fear. Her fear was enormous. Enormous fear. She said, my husband is going to die, I think. I said, what are you doing? Your own fear is projecting on him. I said, how does he feel? Perfectly fine. I said, this is not him. This is you. You have to come. So sometimes I do have to do emotional healing. So I did on fear. So of course, she saw her three past lives, and we did. But again, some are physical, some are emotional. Physical trauma is like what you get hit or you fell down as a child. One guy.
It's an injury.
It's an injury. What I was trying to say is any physical trauma, physical now, this is not emotional,
mm-hmm.
It's also registered by the brain. And when it registers, it slowly, the path get mixed up. So it's like very much works like acupuncture.
Okay.
But it's only on the ear, and I only use pressure point. I don't use needle. I put the bead in there.
You use a little bead. Well, I'm going to read, because you gave me a little bit of bio just so people can understand. And this is something that in the 1960s, Dr. Paul Nogier from France perfected this technique of mapping out the ear as an inverted fetus. And he made it possible to locate a specific point on the ear that helps with the pulse reaction responded by a specific filter for the original cause of pain. So by stimulating that ear point, you're allowing the natural flow of energy to resume its path and alleviate the pain. And that's basically what you're doing with the little bead.
Right.
And it says you learned this method of healing in 2003 as you were guided by your angels, and you do a lot of energy work
yes.
That is guided by your angel healing. And so you've then gone into using this, and it says you've helped people with whiplash, neck and shoulder injuries, back pain, sinuses, eczema, arthritic pain, sciatica, and allergies. You can even help them heal old scar tissues from previous surgeries.
Yes.
That again, by activating that little ear point and getting the natural flow to come through. Now, you said that typically it's one treatment will last anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks.
Yes.
On a client, as long as they continue working that pressure point.
Right.
And that typically three treatments are recommended in order to really
get completely, which
is natural, because one of the things we always want to tell people is when we talk about all these different types of healings that are out there, they're not miracle cures. You know, it's 50% the healer and 50% the person that's getting the healing in order to make them happen. So it doesn't happen in a one treatment.
No.
It doesn't happen overnight. They do feel the results of it. from that one treatment, but they really have to put their work into it as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. It's processed through. Once it's done, then it's processed. When it's processing, it's your work. I often tell them to affirm positive affirmation as they're pressing and releasing.
Mm-hmm.
They have to press and release that.
They have to believe that it's going to work and that they're going to receive the healing or the recovery that they're looking for.
That is true, too. They already believe it because they can see it. 50% is gone, right? They all say, oh, my God, I can't believe this. And I asked him, what? Because one time this man came to me and he said, from my ad, he saw the ad and came, that he had, and I asked him, he was going physiotherapy, doctors, this and that. He said, I cannot believe how much pain I have in my, he had pain in the leg or back. He
mm-hmm.
couldn't bend or anything. So I said, well, how do you believe this will work? I said, he was 100% sure this is where he was led to and this is going to work. So I did his treatment, and as he was leaving, he paid me everything, but I found out it was his injury of his childhood. Now, he was 40 years old, and when he was only 6 or 7, that happened to him. And ever since, this was building up, and now all over the body is hurting.
Oh, okay.
He can't even, and as he was tying his shoelaces, he said, oh, my God. I said, what happened? I was so scared. He said, I have never been able to bend down and tie my shoelaces in years. I don't know how many years, he said. And that was the first thing of his amazement. And, of course, he healed because he never showed up.
There you go.
The second time.
So it does work.
It does.
And I just want to let people know, if you're just tuning in, you're listening here to Rashid from the Griffin's Loft, and my guest is Reka, and we're talking about auricular medicine, auricular therapy, and how it helps people basically by using a pressure point on the ear to help balance people's electromagnetic field and help them resume proper connection between the mind-body energy flow.
Absolutely. Now, again, this is electromagnetic field that we have. It is also energy work. So it's not seen. Some people feel it when I'm treating. I also treat the point. Once I find the point, it's just common light, you know, that red light.
It's an infrared.
Yeah, infrared light that I just put it on the point. And as that is going on, 5 minutes I treat. If the energy is still not balanced, then I use another 5 minutes after.
And how do you're able to sense that balance?
No, the pulse tells me.
The pulse tells you.
With
okay.
the filter, the pulse, when I look at it, an electromagnetic field actually only should be around shoulder length. And when the pulse acts beyond shoulder length, then I know it's all out. And I also know which part of your body has more pain because the pulse reacts more strongly. The part, if your right part is more out of balance, then it'll be right part. And left, then I'll treat accordingly that ear.
Very interesting. Now, do you ever get people that even though they want to get the healing from you, but they're still in denial? Like, you know, they may be saying, yeah, I think it's working, but you can sense they're still in that denial. And how do you work with them on that?
Okay.
How do you help them understand that?
Because I just did it 2 days ago, a lady, and when I finish the work, I know the magnetic field, electromagnetic field was balanced, and I did balance it for another 5 minutes. And when she got up, she said, oh, it's the same pain. I said, it is not possible. I said, think again before you answer. And she said, oh, my shoulder pain is gone, which was very tense when I came in here. But my lower back is the same. I said, you haven't given a chance, and you have to, it's going to process.
Well, and it's the mind thing. You know, they're still playing that victim of no, this can't work. I'm going to be with this pain forever and ever. So that's why I was saying earlier that it really is a 50-50. It's 50% of what you're doing in the healing work. The other 50% is what the person has to put in to make things work. And that goes for, again, any kind of recovery or healing. You know, one of the things we always talk about is people have to put their part into it. There's no miracle cure for anything.
Yeah, because, see, we have caused everything in our life, and there is a lesson.
For sure.
And if you're not looking for to learn that lesson, that you are the creator, if you keep acting as a victim, there is no way out of there. You need to understand that it's your creation, and you need to take that responsibility and change your mind.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue talking with Reka.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org. Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At vitalfoodstore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.vitalfoodstore.com and click on disease and conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.vitalfoodstore.com. That's vitalfoodstore.com, the internet road to a healthy life.
I never had an issue with drugs. I loved them. They were always there for me. Drugs were my best friends. As a kid, when I had trouble in school or issues with my parents, drugs were there for me. When I got older, drugs helped me deal with my job and get through my marriage. Drugs even helped me deal with my 2-year-old's broken bones from the car accident that I caused. Funny, all those years putting my nose to a mirror and I never bothered to really look at myself. But I finally did. After drugs helped me lose nearly everything in my life, I went to Hanley Center.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatments to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com. Or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
Now I'm getting back on my feet, and I even get to see my daughter again. How can you ever really thank someone for that?
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers, toll free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit, and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
And good evening. We are back here. This is Rashid with Griffin's Loft, and you're listening to Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And my guest this evening is Reka, and we're talking about auricular medicine, helping people to release pain. And it's done through – it's a technique using a pressure point on the ear, and it helps balance the body's electromagnetic field and resumes proper connection of the mind-body energy flow, so thus helping to release that pain. And we were talking during the break, the treatments, the therapy itself takes about 25 minutes, mm-hmm. and you're charging $30 for anyone that listens to the show and actually calls and comes to see you. And we're going to give Reika's information out a little later in the show for people that are interested in getting a treatment. We also have the lines available. If you're interested in asking Reika any questions about auricular medicine to see if it's something that could help you out, you can call us at 888-565-1470. Reika is here with me live, and she will answer questions if it's something that you feel could help you and you want to know a little bit more, ask a little bit more detailed question than the information that we're going to be providing. But you normally charge $60 for the treatments, but again, Reika will charge $30 if you mention that you heard her on Holistic Lifestyles radio show talking here with Rashid. She will be more than happy to do that for you. Oh, and she's also, and you have a workshop coming up on January 9th
mm-hmm.
from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Griffin's Loft, where you're going to be talking about auricular medicine,
right.
And people, you can also register for that. So you can, and to register for that, you would go ahead and call the Griffin's Loft at 954-625-6775. And again, we're going to repeat all this information towards the end of the show, but getting back to talking with Reika, So it really is something that can help people. And could you just give a little, so people kind of have an idea of the detail that goes into, you know, with the bead and
okay.
how that works?
How that works is I have a filter that goes right on top of your forehead, which is sending the message to the brain, whatever has all this mishap happened. Even
mm-hmm.
if you were a diver, like you dive all the time, the impact of diving is so hard. That is also registered as a trauma to the brain.
Okay.
So, and later on, if you see all Olympic divers and all that athlete people, they have so much problem with pain all over the body because they have caused so much trauma to their body, and everything has got registered. And slowly, all the messages, these lines of messing nerves, they get mixed up. And when they mix up, they're not sending the right flow of the energy, the light, and it's clogged, kind of like blocked. Energy is blocked. So when I do, this filter is actually connected to your hypothalamus. And then the other filters that I treat with, that there are four different filters. One is for muscular problem, one
okay.
for nervous system, one for emotional problem, and one for stomach problem. So when I feel that, that's I put place it on top. So that brain knows that this is what I'm treating, and that I picked it up through your pulse. Pulse
okay.
tells me the specific filter will react to it. And if it, and after that, I pick up another filter that I check your electromagnetic field with it, is either one of them will be allergy. If the allergy filter shows up, then you have really enormous allergy, and then I treat allergy only.
Okay.
So one thing is treated in one treatment, and this guy has obviously had bad allergies, and I treated him, and he was cured. Within a week, he calls me back. But then he said, oh, but you didn't treat me for my accident. I said, I wasn't treating it. I cannot treat two things at a time. So he came back. His pain was gone, but he exercised. Every time he exercised, his allergies come back, and his pain came back. So he was calling me. I said, I only did it 2 days ago. You still have to try. I'm not going to retreat you because you have the treatment. Like with the acupuncture, you have to go back twice a week, or, you know, with this, you have the medicine in your ear for 2 to 3 weeks.
So you have the client actually leaves with the little bead.
Yes.
And you tell them that it stays on until it's ready to come off, but they continue to massage that point.
Right. You press and release, like it's the pressing and releasing opens the energy flow in your body. And also what happened is this point be very, very tender. And tenderness started to go away. As your pain goes away, your tenderness goes away.
Okay.
The point.
So physically, people do see a difference with the pain and what they're feeling.
Yeah.
And again, the lines are available if anyone is interested in asking Reika questions or if you're interested in knowing a little bit more about auricular medicine, you can call in. It's 888-565-1470. And you're also, again, doing the workshop, and we'll go a little bit more into detail towards the end of the show on when that workshop is happening. But so it's really interesting. And so people do see a difference
Absolutely.
With that. And but again, as we were mentioning, people have to be willing to put their part into wanting to get that healing and wanting to do that. So, well, if we talk a little bit about, you're going to be doing the workshop, and that's January, so that's the 9th.
Yes.
So it's in like in 2
weeks.
Week
after, yeah.
And you'll be charging $30 for the workshop.
And everybody gets a treatment.
And everybody will receive a treatment. So great way for people to experience it, understand it. It's not necessarily that one treatment is going to be the cure, or they'll probably need to come and continue with you, but at least that gets them the jump start into getting the therapy that they need for it.
But they will see the difference, though.
They will definitely see the difference for it. And that's at the Griffin's Loft. And so we definitely encourage people, if you know that you've had pain for quite a while and you've tried everything else and you haven't seen any changes from it, give the auricular medicine a chance and try it out and see if it works. Now, you've also, we mentioned, you've helped people healing old scar tissue. And so how does that help people?
I would only know because they get really surprised when I said, you have a problem. Did you have a surgery? Because that filter will respond to their pulse, and I would pick it up. I said, and this lady I was doing, it was allergy and the scar tissue. So I said, you have to make a choice. Which one should I treat you? Your allergy is more important or your scar tissue is more important? I think she chose the allergy. So I said, you'll have to come back for the scar tissue because they are not healed. And she remembered that doctor had to go back what surgery she had. They weren't healing. And I said, sometimes they never heal.
Oh, really?
Yes, and that's what they're offsetting their electromagnetic field.
Now, do you find that the auricular medicine works best mostly on muscle-related type of injuries, or really it can help anybody with any type of injury?
Okay, any type of injury, because this lady had a bad car accident, and I knew her as my client. I used to be a spa, like I used to work manicurist. Mm-hmm. And her hands were shaking like really bad. She said she thought she has Parkinson's. So she's been to neurologist and everything. Nobody could find anything for her. And I told her, it's your accident. Now it's after effect because now my brain has the trauma and it's not sending the right message. And you're going to have pain all over. She obviously had all over. And as I found her point and I was treating with the light, and she said, I can't believe. I said, what? She said, my hand stops shaking. So
so the injury was causing the hands to shake.
And it was injury, and not only injury. It wasn't the injury. It was the wrong cross of messages. Like, it wasn't sending the right message because your hands either will get numb sometimes, and, you know, you won't know why it's numb. I said, did you ever have an accident? And if that's the case, that's part of it too.
Very interesting. Now, you also mentioned, so auricular medicine also works on the emotional side.
It does.
And so can you explain to us a little bit about, to our listeners, about on the emotional side, how it kind of helps people out?
Okay.
Because a lot of times, again, some of the injuries that we think are physical, a lot of times may be more related to the emotional side of what's going on in our life than on the physical side.
Yeah, so there is a two sides of this. When I find out their emotion, because there is a filter called melancholy, and when that comes, they say, how did you know? I told her, you were crying a lot. You cry a lot, don't you? She says, yeah, but how did you know? I said, I don't. Your pulse is telling me. Because a lot of things, it's so true, the filter comes up, and I just tell them. And then I say, well, emotional side, there is always, I have to deal with the emotional healing, because then it has to deal with your childhood, with the angels to heal your childhood, make peace with your parents. There's a lot of things, a lot of trauma in your childhood too. And this one particularly had different kind of trauma. There is a different kind of trauma, like she was very hungry. The mother didn't have money, so she was hungry for 2 days. And that's where her whole problem started. And that's why she cries a lot. She cried and cried and cried. So everything in life later on, crying, crying, crying.
So for people to understand, then, you don't necessarily, it can, if you have something emotional, auricular medicine can help you with that, or the auricular therapy can also help you with that, with the emotional issues as
well. Yeah,
well,
I still have to deal with your emotional aspect. and you have to deal with it.
So would that work for someone, let's say, with addiction problems as well?
Yes, addiction is also emotional, very
so.
Much so. And also it comes from the parental imprinting. Their parents did it, or they have very traumatizing childhood that they weren't felt loved or anything like that.
So let's say somebody who wanted to work with issues of smoking or drug abuse or alcohol abuse could come and see you and try the therapy to see if it'll help them.
It to a point it will, because I just did someone for overeating.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was doing this, treating the point, actually I find her stomach was something wrong with her stomach, and she goes, no, there is nothing wrong. I said, do you get constipated? She said, yeah. I said, that's what I'm treating. While I was treating that, she started to feel real pain in her lower back. I said, that's all right.
Well, we're going to come back. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to continue talking with Reka about auricular medicine.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org. Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At vitalfoodstore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.vitalfoodstore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.vitalfoodstore.com. That's vitalfoodstore.com, the internet road to a healthy life.
I was raised to be a lady, but ladies don't start drinking every day at lunch. They don't sleep through appointments. Ladies don't forget to pick up their children. They don't slur inappropriate things at dinner parties. And ladies don't ruin their daughter's wedding. Alcoholics do that. And I'm an alcoholic. But alcohol wasn't content with just having me die of shame. It wanted to finish the job. At the thought of that, something inside me said, no. It was then that I went to Hanley Center.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatment to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
Hanley Center gave me back the real me, a lady, a sober, wiser lady.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers, toll free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com to download our online media kit, and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lubbers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
And good evening. You're back here again with Rashid from the Griffin's Loft, and this is Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And my guest here with me today is Reka, and Reka is talking about auricular medicine. And if you're interested in finding out a little bit more, or if you have a question as to how it might be able to help you, you're welcome to give us a call at 888-565-1470. And Reka is here to answer questions more in detail. But you're going to be doing a workshop at the Griffin's Loft on auricular medicine, pain release therapy through angel healing, and it's going to cost $30. Everyone that participates will receive an initial healing, and obviously, you know, they can then continue to come back to receive more with you. So, and that is January 9th. It's on a Saturday. It's from 3 to 5. And if you don't get to call in today, but you still want to ask Reka questions about auricular medicine or anything else that she does, you can call her directly. Her number is 954-554-3682. You can also always call the Griffin's Loft at 954-625-6775 and ask for her there. If she's not there, you can always leave a message, and we will make sure that she gets it. You can also visit the website at Griffin's Loft, and you'll see her listed there as an associate, and that is www.griffinsloft.com. You also have your own website, which is Emotional Healing Through Angel, Emotional Healing with Angels. I'm going to spell that out so everybody gets it. It's www.emotionalhealingwithangels.com. So that's interesting. So you're gonna do the workshop where you're gonna explain to people so they have a background of what auricular medicine's about. And then you're going to work individually with each person in the workshop. So do you have a limit as to how many people you would want in the workshop?
Yes, because it takes 20 to 25 minutes to do each treatment.
Okay, so if we said like six. 10, I was saying 10, you're saying 6.
Seven people would
be
enough.
So, again, if you're interested, you can visit the website or just check in here with us. But and let's continue talking about auricular medicine, because we were during the break we were talking about how people also need to understand that, yes, sometimes they have a physical pain, but there's emotional issues behind it.
Absolutely.
And the auricular medicine will work with people on that. And we were talking about how addictions, a lot of times people may become addicted to painkillers, but it's not necessarily that it's the physical pain as much as it's the emotional addiction to those painkillers that's causing.
They have to go back to meet their inner child, and that's where it is done on soul level, which is also called emotional healing with angels, because everybody's childhood is they are feeling victim. That's why they have addiction problem. They are not the victim. And that's what angels show them by taking them in their past life, what they did to. It's like tables are turned every lifetime. We forget about past lives. But if we only know that we are the cause of everything, even in this lifetime as a child, if we are molested or whatever. I have done healing where there is one person who does radio show here too. I'm not going to mention his name. He went in his past life and he saw what... He did the same thing to his mother, and that's why
And the auricular medicine, the auricular therapy can be used in conjunction with that to help.
Exactly.
So it kind of, it'll work on a physical level with physical pain, but also then taps into the emotional and helps people to understand emotionally why they do certain things.
And the mind needs answer. As soon as you have any healing, it's all alternative. It's all energy healing. Anything, the mind needs answer. All healing is, as soon as you change your perspective, you receive the healing.
And that's what's so important, and that's why we were mentioning earlier, like, you know, you can have people that come and see you, and they're getting the healing, but they're still in denial of it, because mentally, emotionally, they're still feeling that pain, like, you know.
But I suggest them that they are very much stuck with their anger. when they are in denial, there's a lot of negative thoughts going on in their heads because they are not accepting anything in their life. It's everybody else's fault.
Well, it's easy, we always say it's easier to blame someone else than it is for us to take full responsibility for issues and things in life. So I'm the first. I will admit to it, but I swear I try to do better. But yes, I can say that I can do the
same
thing.
And that's where you still know that if you are admitting, that means you're in acceptance, that you are at least awareness that it is you.
I'm aware of it, but I don't want to accept it 100%.
But it is still good. It's a step. Everything is a step. Everything in life is a process. And everything is a good step. It will lead you to the next. If you don't even take a step, you can't lead to the next.
Right.
Step.
If you don't, I mean, you can be standing there in a staircase of life, and if you don't decide to take the steps up, you're never going to get to that top floor.
So it's still a step, I would say. Even if your awareness is the first step, acceptance is the first step. And if you take that, you will lead to the next step.
Very, very, very interesting. And so when we talk a little bit more about auricular therapy, they have the bead, and you also, right before we went on the break, we were talking about, so the bead actually is left on the person to continue activating.
Yeah, first I put banded glue or liquid,
mm-hmm.
and then I stick the glass, little tiny bead, because it's such a tiny point, and that point is very, very tender, and it's hard for me to find, so I'll poke a couple of places until the person says, oh, this is it, ow, okay, and that's where you need to press and release. Every time you will feel and you'll see the pain start to go away. As your pain start to go away, your tenderness goes away.
And the bead will eventually fall off on its own.
On its own, or sometimes even prematurely. One lady, as I described, this lady was, she had rashes. It was a totally different thing. When I first learning this method in 2003, she asked me, she was my client, Rekha, would it work? I have rashes all over my joints, like on her elbow, face, neck, hips, and behind the knees. And I said, listen, I'm just learning. I don't know, but all you will lose is your money. Why don't you try it?
And
because
sometimes it's not even that. I mean, sometimes it's not even about the money. It's just try it. You have nothing to lose by looking at alternative
because
healing.
Because she said yes. Because I said she was already on a medication, which the doctors treat that was very strong leprosy medicine. And 20 years later, she said it's not working anymore. So now she has to find something. So this was alternative she thought might work. So I said, well, I cannot say because I was just learning. I said, it's up to the angels and this energy work. I don't know. So she said, okay, I will try. So she tried, but she said, you do it, not your teacher. At that time, I was learning. So I did it, and right away, her itching stopped. She was amazed. Her itching was stopped. Then she went home. She was like, she's a real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
So in the office, everybody was laughing. Oh, yeah, this little bead, 20-year-old problem will resolve this little bead. And she didn't pay attention because she trusts me. She knows I'm writing books. I've written
books. Well, and again, it's the mind over the body. You know,
she knew me very well. She was my client for 4 years. So she knows I work all angels' work and all good energies, and we talked on. So she trusts me. But in the middle of night, she woke up itching. She said, what has gone wrong? And then she looked at her. She touched her
bead. The bead had fallen off?
Yes. Oh, how did she know? That's funny. And next morning, next day, she called me at work. I will come and pick you up. Just put the bead on because I put a pen mark. She said, the mark is there. Everything is there. All you have to do is stick it back.
Put the bead on again.
So I put it back, and in a week time, it will all gone. And today, 6 years later, it hasn't returned.
Well, good. And you brought up a good point also that I want to mention to people about alternative healings, because a lot of times people think that, again, alternative healings are the cure-all, or that when we do alternative healing on anyone, we never ask them to stop what medically they're getting from somebody else. It's really just a matter of them, you know, understanding that there's another channel, another opportunity that they can use that will help them, aside from the Western medicine, that there's something in the Eastern philosophies of holistic healing and medicine that can help them with that. So it's important for people to understand that when we talk about alternative healings, we're never mentioning something where we're saying this is the cure-all. We're saying use this in conjunction with whatever you're doing with your medical doctor and see how it might help or benefit you. So that's an important point to bring up sometimes, because I think people sometimes, doctors even may think that, you know, oh, this woman, you know, on the radio is talking about some little bead that you're going to stick on your head. That's not going to help you. You know, you need to take this medication. Well, by no means are we telling people don't take the medication, but we're saying try this and see if this helps with it.
Well, she was on medication while I was doing it. I said it is not going to interfere with the medication. And it never does. I will tell you about the pregnant ladies.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about that story. We'll be right back with Reka.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At VitalFoodStore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.VitalFoodStore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.vitalfoodstore.com. That's vitalfoodstore.com, the internet road to a healthy life.
I was you. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. I started out in junior high with beer and kicked into high gear in college. Booze, acid, speed, coke, you name it. When I'd hear an ad like this, I'd joke, "Sounds good to me." Yeah, I was you. When my wife left me, I laughed it off. When my friends wouldn't return my calls, that was cool. When work told me I was done there if I didn't get right, I went home and got loaded. One night, I decided there were two ways I could go with my life. I could end it, or I could change it. I thought long and hard about that one. I went to Hanley Center right after that.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatment to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
I was you. Today, I'm glad I'm me.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers, toll free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com to download our online media kit. And be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773. 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Good evening, folks, and we're back again here at Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. I'm Rashid, your host from the Griffin's Loft, and we are talking, or have been talking, with Reka about auricular therapy. And Reka, before we went on the break, you wanted to mention a really interesting story that you had about someone who was pregnant.
Yes, she's my friend and still is, but she's in Canada, and I lived there for 36 years. She was pregnant, 6 months pregnant, and she has such a bad sciatica because baby was from her right side, she was almost like paralyzed, and she had such a bad headache, and she couldn't even walk. I said, you can't even work like that. So I brought my kit. I had to have the kit to mm-hmm. do the work. And I said, okay, let's do this. Because she was my pregnant, my friend, I can do that. I wouldn't want to do any pregnant ladies anyway.
So, but if you had some other, let's say, customers approach that are expecting, that are suffering from sciatica, you would treat, I mean, you could treat them for that.
They have to trust me. That it's only energy.
Trust you. Reka is one of these people that the first time you meet her, you will trust her. When we talk about someone who works in the angel realm and has that wonderful disposition and energy about them with respect to working with emotional healing and angel therapy, it's Reka.
Thank
you. See
you.
A picture, when you look in the dictionary, you see a picture of Reka there under emotional healing and angel therapy. No, I think they would trust you. But anyway, go on with your story.
So I said, okay, let's go. And I started doing her, find the pressure point, and as I was treating and finished doing the work, put the bead on and everything. And I said, get up now and tell me. And she got up. She said, oh, I can walk. I have no pain. And then she was so happy. She started dancing. Woohoo, I can dance. Not only I can walk. So it was right away. And she didn't even have to press and release, as far as I'm concerned. Within 2 days, everything fell off.
And that's great. And the reason I encourage that is because a lot of times women that are pregnant and have sciatica problems can't take any medication. They can't, do much for it. So if this is something that can help them, that is not going to in any way, shape, affect their pregnancy or anything, they should definitely come and talk to you about it and try it out.
Yeah, it's only their own magnetic field that balances off, and it's just gone. And it's somehow, I don't know why the pregnancy created that. It's a shift of maybe a baby.
And the weight. Like I've suffered from sciatica, and it was funny. The first time I went to go see my doctor on it, I was thinking, oh, he can give me some pain medication or something. And he was quite honest to tell me that it had to do with my weight gain. Since then, I've lost weight, and I don't have sciatica problems anymore. But he was trying to find a nice way to let me know that basically all the extra weight I had gained was causing the sciatica problems. So.
Well, I had 82-year-old who came for sciatica. He was very skeptical. He asked me a lot of questions, and I answered every single one of them. And then he said, okay, I'll try. And when I did his, I never seen him again. And he's gone.
Not because he's scared, but because he was able to walk out of there without any pain.
Yeah, and had no pain, no complaining. His wife said, I'm tired of listening to his complaint. Please do something for him. So that's why I convinced him, and he did it. And then he showed up. I get a call again that he wants to see me again. I said, okay, so now what? And he goes, the thing is back. I said, well, what did you do? Again, I would ask the same question because it was healed. I know that. He said, well, he had to go for some test and they gave him needle or something and misplaced his energies again. Anything that goes in your body is also break the electromagnetic field, any tear or any accident or any surgery. So they put the needle in, and it's sciatica is back. So I treated him again, and it was gone. He went for our MRI test or whatever.
I know that there are a lot of people out there that suffer from pain and from issues that have tried everything and look for some form of relief. And so here's another healing method that could possibly bring about some relief for people. And so definitely, if you're a person that's out there and you've been struggling with, muscle issues, pains from injuries, you're taking painkillers and it's still not helping you, why not give this a try? You have nothing to lose, you know, with respect to, it's not like it's going to cost you thousands of dollars. Come to Reka's workshop. She is doing it January 9th from 3 to 5. That's a Saturday at the Griffin's Loft. And here's an opportunity for you to try something that could definitely help you to relieve pain. People that are suffering from emotional issues, if you're going through situations of depression, and a lot of times depression leads to stomach illnesses, ulcers, and things like that, all of that, try it out. You have nothing to lose by trying the auricular therapy and seeing how it could help you and possibly find, a lot of times it's finding the root cause of what's causing it. And it's not always a physical thing. Like you said, it's an emotional.
It's where it begins, the filter, your pulse is telling me, so your pulse cannot go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's I don't treat, like, I don't just guess.
So it's not it's not hocus pocus. You're not sitting there guessing.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have pain here. There's some
it's
scientific.
It's very scientific, because this doctor was not only a doctor, he was also an engineer, and he actually invented all these filters. These are Polaroid filters, different colors. And they respond to your electromagnetic field. So it is very scientific as well.
Well, Rick, I want to thank you for being my guest today and for everyone being able to learn a lot about auricular medicine. Again, Rick is doing her workshop January 9th. It's a Saturday from 3 to 5 at the Griffin's Loft. And you can call to register 954-625-6775. If you have any questions, you can call Rick directly at 954-554-3682. I want to thank our sponsors for the last 2 hours of making this possible for us to have the show and to provide you guys with so much information. We've got Florida Addiction Institute, Robert Gluck, Cantonelli Builders, Vital Foods, and Handley Center. And we want to thank all of our sponsors for making it possible for us to be able to do this. And so, again, just to let people know, Reka, the workshop is $30. You're also offering the therapy to anyone that calls in and or goes to see you and mentions that they heard about it on the radio show.
Right.
You will give them a discount of $30. Typically, the regular price is $60 for the treatment,
yes.
And it's about 25 minutes to a half hour for the
right.
treatment itself. So definitely, if you've been in pain, check it out. You know, there's always alternatives to helping out. I want to thank you guys for giving me a wonderful show today. And next week I have Yeye Feeney on. She's one of our associates at the Griffin's Loft, and she's going to be talking about predictions for the new year.
Yeah.
And so I will see everybody here next week, January 2nd, which is basically in 2010. It's next. So I will be actually seeing everybody next year here on Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. So you guys have a wonderful evening. And we will see you then.
Thank you.
Crossroads, trying to read the signs to tell me which way I should go to find the answer. And all the time I know, plant your love and let it grow.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Health Magazine show on WNN 1470 AM and also our listeners on holistichealthmagazine.com. The last half hour has been brought to you by SoundPillow. The SoundPillow's stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the SoundPillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. You can check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free at 877-846-6488. Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
I find a love who would care just for me. And we go running on faith. All of our dreams would come true.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. WWNN, Pompano Beach.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Electrical work is not for amateurs. When you have an electrical problem, you try to fix it. And your home, at worst, electrocuting yourself. A far better idea is to pick up the phone and call Mr. Electric. For 33 years, family owned and operated, providing dedicated, honest, reliable service for homes, businesses, and industries here in South Florida. Mr. Electric is there for you, providing emergency 24-hour service 7 days a week. At Mr. Electric, all service technicians are drug screened and background checked. And if you're making home improvements and need a service upgrade to add a pool, a hot tub, landscape lighting, call Mr. Electric today, 954-792-6710. That's 954-792-6710. Or go to the website at mrelec.com. Tell them Steve sent you. If you died today and left your home to your kids, would they be able to pay their mortgage and yours? Well, that's what they're going to have to do until your estate has completed probate. And unless you have a revocable living trust, your estate will have to go through probate. If they can't make the payments, the bank will foreclose on your house and they will own it instead of your kids. Call Andy Curtis today. Let him create a revocable living trust for you. The cost, just $350 if you're single, $450 if you're married. And with each completed trust, you will get as a gift a $100 gift certificate at Tropical Acres, South Florida's oldest and best steakhouse. Call Andy today, 1-877-ASK-ADAM, 1-877-275-2326. Leave your name, leave your number, say Trust or Andy, and tell them Steve sent you. When it comes to real estate, it's a buyer's market, and nowhere is that more evident than at Kokomo, the beautiful manufactured home community centrally located in Palm Beach County. I want to introduce you to Jerry Minato. He's part of the Kokomo family. Jerry, share with the audience some of the great incentives that Kokomo is now offering.
Well, Steve, we have the Move Your Home special, which picks up the cost of moving your home from its current location to Kokomo. That's right, we will pay for your move to Kokomo. Special number two, we'll pay your down payment. If you don't already own a manufactured home, buy one of Kokomo's, and we will hand you $6,500 for the down payment. And remember, time is running out for the home buyer's credit for up to $8,000.
Well, time is of the essence. Call Kokomo today, 561 area code 965-4303. They are located at the corner of Military Trail and Lantana Road. That's 561-965-4303, and tell them Steve Kane sent you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a very good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. Who is not on the radio? That's Steve King. What's he doing on Sunday? That's what I'm asking myself. What am I doing on Sunday? But there is an answer to that. You just heard a great message from our good friend Jerry Minato. He is from the family that owns and operates Kokomo Manufactured Community, beautiful manufactured community up in Lake Worth at the corner of Lantana and Military Trail. And we cut that commercial message that you heard at the top of the show earlier in the week. Jerry does a great job. But you know something? The Kokomo story is so huge and so dramatic that no matter how you try to do it in 60 seconds or even 90 seconds, there's no way to do it. Too much involved. So we determined what we're going to do is come in on a Sunday and do a Sunday edition of the Steve Kane Show with Jerry. And those of you out there that are having your mind that you would like to move, you know, here in South Florida with a lot of bad stuff going on in the economy, but what's bad for one is good for another. And there are, as you know, in the real estate market, just dozens and dozens and hundreds, what am I saying, dozens, of opportunities to get tremendous buys on real estate. But of all the many bargains that are available, there is nothing, in my opinion, that vaguely approaches the deals you can get at Kokomo. And that's what we're going to be talking about between now and 10 o'clock. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, Steve.
I want to give him a real quick rundown of the background of Kokomo. It's a family-owned and operated business. You're pushing on 50 years now, approaching your 50th anniversary.
That's right. It was started by my grandfather and my great-grandfather almost 50 years ago. And now it's currently owned by my grandfather, his son, and his sister. So we have been doing everything we can to make sure it stays that way, and that's why we have some specials that we're going to talk about a little later.
And that's why, and also that's why, you know, when you go, there are a lot of, I don't know what to call them, parks, trailer parks, and a lot of, you know, what used to be mobile homes. Oh, that's one of the stereotypes I want to straighten out, because people have very negative stereotypes about mobile homes, but manufactured homes are not mobile homes. Tell them just a little bit, educate them a little bit, the difference between the magnificent manufactured homes you have at Kokomo and what we used to think of as trailer parks.
Right. If we talk about trailers, you think about the stereotypical dark, long hallways, small rooms, just weak homes, not very good structures. Now what they have, since 1972, they've been building mobile homes. And mobile homes are manufactured homes, rather. They've been manufacturing these homes in factories, so there's no weather that gets to them. They're 100% right out the door, perfect homes.
Beautiful. Spacious. The big difference
The space in these homes is unreal. It's the windows, and they're strong, strong supported homes.
Right. You've been an advertiser on the Steve Kane Show for pushing a year now. And I remember the first time that Brian and I, by the way, let me introduce the very silent Brian Craig. Hold on, I got a call. And the first time Brian and I came up and visited, that's the first thing. That's a couple things strike you at first, the cleanliness of it. It's just an immaculate community, kept in an immaculate way. All the landscaping, beautifully manicured, this kind of stuff. When we get into the homes, the spaciousness is what strikes you. There's huge, these master bedrooms. We have a very nice two-bedroom home in Cooper City. I'm sorry, that air conditioner is playing havoc in my chest. The bedrooms at Kokomo in these manufactured homes are as large as my bedroom in Cooper City.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just amazingly huge built-in kitchen appliances.
We're talking about 1,500 square foot homes.
And they're absolutely gorgeous. Tell me a little bit about the lifestyle and the amenities.
Well, at Kokomo, again, you were talking about the beauty of the community at Kokomo. It's my family's pride and joy, so I mean, of course, we keep it as immaculate as possible. But the amenities at the community, we have a bocce court, we have an activities association that puts these leagues together. They have bocce tournaments. They have shuffleboard tournaments. They have
putting green
that we just put in, that 960 square foot six-hole putting green.
A brand new clubhouse you have over there?
Oh, that clubhouse we've been renovating. And what we've done is we've actually spent over $500,000 in the past couple of years just bringing the park up to date to make sure that it didn't look like we owned it for 50 years. It looks like a brand new community.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that struck me about Kokomo, there are two different lifestyles you can lead at Kokomo. If you're like a lot of people are, they're loners.
Absolutely.
You know, and they want to be left alone. They want to sit on their porch. They want the sunset, you know, the typical retirement
exactly.
lifestyle and kind of, you know, leave me alone.
What I'm looking forward to.
Right, exactly. And, of course, it's very easy to have that lifestyle at Kokomo, but for those who are probably a larger percentage of people are socially oriented, what great amenities and social activities you can really become part of a super active community. Talk
That's
about
right.
that a little bit.
Our activities association, as a matter of fact, it's the season starting, and they just came back from where they've been through the hot months here. And what they're doing is putting things together already. They're getting dinners together. They're having meetings and brunches every other Sunday. And there's, again, dinners every month. They have a big gathering like a St. Patrick's. They have bowling league, golf tournaments. They have golf outings. They have poker tables and tournaments in there and pool tables, bingo. What we're looking for is, you know, active people or quiet people. It doesn't matter.
You know, the first time we went over there, the home that we sat down and met with you, we sat in the kitchen, and the kitchen was unbelievable. Brand new, what was it, Whirlpool appliances?
Yes.
Brand new washer, dryer, dishwasher, stove, fridge, microwave,
skylighting. Big, huge, walk-in closet. Right. Yeah. I wish my closet in Cooper City was that
and
big.
And the bathroom was unbelievable. The master bathroom, we had that huge Roman tub with the Whirlpools in it.
And a separate stand-up shower. Separate latrine. I mean, it's.
Now, we have just given you a real thumbnail, a rundown overall of the type of lifestyle at Kokomo. But basically, to tell you the truth, that's a small part of what we're here for this morning. There are some deals available at Kokomo that will just blow your mind, and we saved the second segment of the show to talk about those. I'm going to end the first segment a little bit early here to leave time, more time in the second segment, because the bargains you can get right now at Kokomo are beyond belief, just beyond belief, almost too good to be true, but they
but
are
trust
true.
Me, they are true,
so
absolutely.
I don't, you'll say, there's no way they could do that. Believe me.
Come talk to me, I wouldn't lie to you.
Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll be back with Brian Craig, Jerry Minotto, I'm Steve Kane, right after this. When it comes to real estate, it's a buyer's market, and nowhere is that more evident than at Kokomo, the beautiful manufactured home community centrally located in Palm Beach County. I want to introduce you to Jerry Minotto. He's part of the Kokomo family. Jerry, share with the audience some of the great incentives that Kokomo is now offering.
Well, Steve, we have the Move Your Home special, which picks up the cost of moving your home from its current location to Kokomo. That's right, we will pay for your move to Kokomo. Special number two, we'll pay your down payment. If you don't already own a manufactured home, buy one of Kokomo's, and we will hand you $6,500 for the down payment. And remember, time is running out for the home buyer's credit for up to $8,000.
Well, time is of the essence. Call Kokomo today, 561 area code 965-4303. They are located at the corner of Military Trail and Lantana Road. That's 561-965-4303, and tell them Steve Kane sent you. All right, we are back. Steve Kane here, this Sunday edition of the Steve Kane Show. Jerry Minotto from Kokomo is with us, Brian Craig, who is with us all the time here in the studio as well. And Kokomo, a couple of reasons people move to Kokomo. One of some of the outstanding bargains that we're going to talk about in this segment. Number two, a lot of people who live in manufactured homes are perhaps located in a community that's geographically not where they want to be. So Kokomo offers that great central Lake Worth
location.
Absolutely.
And it also, I mean, look, I've got to tell it like it is. There are very few mobile home communities, manufactured home communities, that really are as well kept as Kokomo. And that's another reason a lot of people, you know, are perhaps not happy with their surroundings. This brings us to the first.
We've been there, Steve. I've shown you other communities so that you could see the comparison between my family's pride, my family's business, and another community that may be owned by a huge company from another state.
Where they don't have a personal investment.
Exactly.
And the upkeep of the community shows that.
Exactly.
But also, of course, one of the things that, because we want to cut directly to the bargains now, because they're numerous and very impressive. We don't.
You're as excited about these specials as I am,
yes,
Steve.
Yes, yes. Here is the first one. If you live in a community that, for whatever reason, you would just assume not live in, but the reason you're stuck there is because moving a manufactured home is a pricey deal. It costs $6,000 more, something like that. Tell them about the moving special.
Well, what we're going to do, Steve, is we're going to move them. We will move your home. If you have a manufactured home in another community and you're just not happy with your surroundings, or you just want to move to a central location like Military in Lantana, come to Kokomo, give me a call, and I will pay for your move.
They will pick up your moving expense.
Absolutely.
So not having the money to move is no longer a reason not to move to Kokomo.
One of the biggest features of our community is the safety, the surroundings. We have COPs, the Citizen Observer Patrols. They go through our park. They're volunteers. They drive around in sheriff cars. They drive around on bikes. I mean, we have a very low crime rate.
Crime rate is almost non-existent.
Non-existent. We have a fire station right next door. We have a paramedic station. Safety is key. And at this stage of certain people's lives, they don't want to be in an area where there's big pit bulls or boombox radios and cars making the walls rattle with their radios going by. So come to a nice, safe environment. Come to Kokomo.
And you will love it. By the way, I want to throw out this. I don't want to forget this and just only do it at the end. To reach Jerry at Kokomo, write down the number, and by the way, if you don't, I'm going to give this a couple times in the next few minutes.
I'd appreciate it.
Get a pencil and paper. Ask for Jerry at 561, area code, 965-4303. That's 561-965-4303. Make an appointment. Jerry will come up and show you around. You will be impressed. Now let's get to the real bargains. Let's say you don't. We were up till now. We've been talking about people that have their own manufactured home. If you don't, well, let's start with the beautiful brand new homes they have at Kokomo that retail for $80,000. Now, it's not going to cost you $80,000 because we have a whole bunch of deductions. Starting at the top, Jerry.
I'll take care of this.
Tell them what you're going to knock off the 80.
I don't want you to hurt yourself trying to do math live on the air, Steve. What we have is the $80,000 home. What we're going to do is immediately bring it down to wholesale, $65,000. That's how much it cost us to put it in there.
That's the starter.
That's the starter.
That's just to whet your appetite.
From $65,000, what we're going to do, apparently my family has become extremely generous in this economic time, and I thought my grandfather didn't have that charitable heart. He's going to give you cash, $6,500, to take to the bank for a down payment for the home. He's going to give that to you. So you take another $6,500 off of this $65,000 home.
We've gone from 80 to 65. 80 being the retail price, 65 the wholesale price. Now we're giving you your down payment, which, by the way, is going to facilitate your loan, because one of the biggest problems with getting a loan
is the down payment.
So you've overcome that obstacle. So that brings us down to what you offered to do.
$59,500, Steve.
That brings us down to $59,000 and change.
And we'll say some change.
But guess what? That's not the end. That's only the beginning. Go ahead.
What is going on with our home buyer credit? that is being extended, so there's still time to come in, and if you qualify, which most people are going to qualify, you can get up to 10% of the original cost of the home, the $65,000 wholesale sales cost of that home. So you can take another $6,500 off of the cost of that home.
Now, let's talk just in a little bit of detail about what you're referring to as the home buyer's credit. It's usually referred to as the
first-time
home buyer's credit. But that is misleading.
That's why,
how it is structured.
That's why I call it the home buyer's credit, because it's not exactly a first-time home buyer's credit. With this structure, what they're doing is, if you haven't owned a home in the past 3 years, you qualify for the home buyer's credit. You will qualify for this up to 10%, or 10% up to $8,000.
And by the way, there is some talk, and we, you know, certain things are in progress. Our government is a work in progress. We'll do another show on that, Monday through Friday. But there are things that are in the works that make it a probability that the inside word is that they're going to be extending that home buyer's credit.
That's right.
So we went from 80 to 65 down to 59 with the first-time home buyer's credit, and you will qualify for that if you have not owned a home, which would mean sold a home, I guess.
In the last
3 years. You owned a home 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, forget it. You're like a virgin. It's a first-time home buyer's credit. And that will bring our $59,000 figure down to
approximately $53,000.
$53,000. So going back to the top.
Remember, this was an $80,000 home.
I just took the words out of my mouth. I was just going to do that. I'm trying to create the art of talk radio.
It's the
creating
math.
Creating a visual, right. So we started with an $80,000 home, brand new, by the way.
Brand new.
And appliances, everything spanking new. And now you can have that at Kokomo for in the area of $53,000. Now, I know there are a lot of good deals out there. I told you that in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But they used to be. When I was a kid, I used to watch. This gives away my age. It was in the early days of black and white television, and the Milton Berle show was the big thing, and my parents would let me stay up for it. And there was a guy named Sid Stone who was a salesman, you know, the kind that open up their little suitcase, and he'd roll up the sleeves, and he'd say, it was a great ad for Texaco gasoline. And he'd say, but you say that's not enough. You say you want more for your money, and he would keep adding things on. There is still more bargains at Kokomo. Tell them, give them the final thing.
Well, we're still offering our lease to own program.
Right.
That lease to own program, you will own your home in 10 years. It'll be financed through us. It'll be leased, and it's a transferable lease. Every dollar you put into the mobile home purchase goes to that purchase. I mean, that's. It's amazing. It's unbelievable. I don't know where my grandfather comes up with his ideas, but he's given it away because he wants people to feel safe. He wants people to be in a nice environment. So
and not in an environment that, for whatever reason, they're really not comfortable.
That's right. We have a new resident that moved in from. You took advantage of our move, your home special, and she's so pleased. We have four of her neighbors followed her right in.
Well, that's what it does. People see there's that opportunity. You've gotten rid of the cost of the move for them.
That's right.
And there are no obstacles. Now, the final thing that I had in mind is we're all worried in this day and age, in this wonderful world of Obama. We worry all about real estate tax. You know, what are my real estate taxes going to be? And I got to tell you, for a lot of you, I don't have to tell you what you go through with that. Not only are they high, but they continue to, they're not fixed. They keep on going up and up and up,
right.
And finally you're paying as much for your real estate taxes. Some of your other major budget items, tell them what, Kokomo, no such thing.
There is no real estate,
real estate tax.
No real estate tax. We take care of real estate tax.
So
real estate tax is the home. You own your home. There's no real estate tax for it.
So on
ask
top
me how.
Of getting an $80,000 home for $53,000, you will never have to pay real estate tax. What is that you say you want the number again?
Yep.
Okay, well, call Monday. First thing on Monday, the number 561, area code 965-4303. That's 561, area code 965-4303. And hear what the last word to fill
well,
in.
Well, you left out one of the specials, Steve.
Well, that's why I was about to introduce
okay.
you. To fill in all of my mental lapses and to fill in what I've left out, and my trusty partner, Brian
That's right.
Craig.
That's
okay,
right.
What did I leave out?
All this buildup, I'm waiting for him to say something. Not so nice. Before the show we were talking about, there was another special. You have a new home coming in that is under $35,000 you
That's
were telling
right.
us about.
That's right. It's a previously owned home.
Shame on me.
And this is the most unique layout that I've ever seen in a mobile home. It's absolutely fascinating. From the second you open the door, we're talking about a real working fireplace, wide open spaces. We can talk about the his and hers bathrooms in the master bedroom. There are two separate bathrooms in the
wow.
master bedroom with a huge, huge walk-through closet. It's amazing. As soon as we get it, I'm going to have you come up there, Steve, and you're not going to believe it.
Absolutely. Well, let me just ask you, because I'm sure it's the first question in everybody's mind, of the special discounts we've been talking about, and we've been talking about that top of the line.
We'll give you $6,500.
$6,500
we'll
off
give you $6,500 off the approximate $35. We don't have an exact price on that
you're
yet.
You're my math guy.
It's going to be a little less than $35, I'm sure. Yeah, but we're going to give you the $6,500 towards your down payment as a rebate, and if you qualify for that first-time home buyer's credit, which most people are qualifying for, you get to take another $6,500
off. Under $30,000.
You're looking at well under $30,000.
I mean, that is unbelievable to own your own home at this moment.
And this is a nice home.
Senior community at Kokomo. Folks, I don't know what more to say except that this is the opportunity of a lifetime. I have a thing on the radio that I believe in. I never try to sell anything on the radio. In fact, I told you this when we first went out. What I try to do is pique people's interest, give them enough of the facts to make them go out and check things out themselves. And that's what I'm trying to do here. I just want you to, I'm not trying to sell you a home. I would like you to call, motivated by our brilliant presentation here this morning. Call 561-965-4303. This has to be seen with your own eyes to be believed. And Jerry will take real good care of you. And then you make up your mind for yourself. This is the opportunity of a lifetime, especially that second home. You're looking at, what, about $30,000?
It's amazing. You're looking closer to 20.
561 area code 965-4303, and again, Kokomo, located on the corner of Military Trail and Lantana Road in beautiful Lake Worth. And once you're going up there, pretty soon you'll be saying, welcome home to Kokomo. We thank you for joining us on this Sunday morning. And I'm going from here to my daughter's wedding. She says, you're doing a show on my wedding day? I said, you don't understand. This is about Kokomo.
And someone's got to pay for the wedding.
Thanks so much for joining us. We will be back tomorrow morning. Actually, we're going to be doing our show from up here in the studio in Boca, and which will keep us on our toes. We see you tomorrow morning. Have a nice day. And, oh, yes, God bless America. When it comes to real estate, it's a buyer's market, and nowhere is that more evident than at Kokomo, the beautiful manufactured home community centrally located in Palm Beach County. I want to introduce you to Jerry Minato. He's part of the Kokomo family. Jerry, share with the audience some of the great incentives that Kokomo is now offering.
Well, Steve, we have the Move Your Home special, which picks up the cost of moving your home from its current location to Kokomo. That's right, we will pay for your move to Kokomo. Special number two, we'll pay your down payment. If you don't already own a manufactured home, buy one of Kokomo's, and we will hand you $6,500 for the down payment. And remember, time is running out for the home buyer's credit for up to 8 $6,000.
Well, time is of the essence. Call Kokomo today, 561 area code 965-4303. They are located at the corner of Military Trail and Lantana Road. That's 561-965-4303, and tell them Steve Kane sent you.
Hey, everybody, it's Nelson Locke from Value Financial. You know who I am. I've been a sponsor here at Steve Kane for years. You know about this recent housing rescue bill that President Bush just signed? Well, there's some good stuff in there for you seniors. First of all, the government has reduced the fees you have to pay for a federally insured reverse mortgage. Second, the government has made it even safer because they have backed Fannie Mae to make sure that when you apply for a federally insured reverse mortgage and take the payment options or leave the line of credit for a rainy day, the money's going to be there when you need it. Listen, if you've been waiting because you've been hoping your house value is going to go up, you need to act now. Now is the time to apply for a federally insured reverse mortgage. On the typical $200,000 home, property values are dropping $100 a day. Don't let this happen to you. Give us a call, 800-760-5363. That's 800-760-5363. People don't trust your home to a beginner. Call Value Financial today.
All right, and this is Steve Kane. You all know who I am, and you're listening to a great new show that we have put together with Nelson Locke. It is called Senior Money Matters. And Nelson Locke, as those of you who listen to the Steve Kane show probably know, he is a specialist in what is called a reverse mortgage. And we're going to be talking about reverse mortgages today, not only with Nelson, but with Andrew Milks, who is a reverse mortgage training specialist. And I just want to tell you this going in because I've known Nelson. Nelson and I go way back over 10 years. Nelson is one of the straightest shooters you will ever meet. Nelson tells you something, you can take it to the bank. And that's one of the reasons that I have been proud to have him a sponsor on the Steve Kane Show for really over 10 years now. And just don't want to assure you he is a person you can trust. Now, we're going to be talking about reverse mortgages. What do I know about reverse mortgages? Well, strange to say, after 10 years, I must confess, not all that much. Not that I haven't been paying attention, but what I do know is that if you are a senior citizen, that means 62 years of age or older, and if you own a home of pretty much any description, it can be a condominium or, you know, anything that, abode of any description that you live in, what a reverse mortgage can do is basically change your financial situation in life. It can take this pressure that so many of us experience, especially in this day and age. You know, we're a little worried about the future, worried about, you know, we've got all these commitments, financial commitments every month. You know, there's a new, write out new checks to pay our bills. And what is that great line? I love it so much. When there's too, I got to get it right now. When there's
too much month after the money.
Too much month at the end of the money. That's when things get kind of tough. And Nelson is a man who's here basically, and of course Andrew Milks as well, to make your life as a senior citizen easier. Nelson and Andrew, welcome to the show. Nice to have both of you with us. Nelson, why don't you do this? Because, you know, you have a great knack for making the complex sound easy and simple and understandable, which is one of your great skills.
Well, thank you.
Field of communication. Well, let's just start out basically. So for those listeners out there who have no clue what a reverse mortgage is, why don't we just begin by defining it?
Sure. Well, here's what it is in the simplest possible terms. Visualize this. Visualize those cookie jars in the kitchen, and you're trying to make ends meet, and you have found a way to have a cookie jar in the kitchen that you can reach your hand into and take money out of anytime you need it, and it never goes away, and you don't have to pay it back as long as you live in the home you love. Basically what it is it's your own private little bank. A federally insured reverse mortgage is a HUD program that pays off your existing mortgage and eliminates your mortgage payments and allows you to use the equity in your home to make the quality of your retirement better with no monthly payments ever. In other words, it's a bank right there in the house.
Basically, I mean, on the simplest level, as I listen, basically it's a means of getting rid of your mortgage payment. Just imagine. I mean, I think of my life, in most people's life, your mortgage payment each month is probably one of your biggest expenses. And how would it be, instead of having to send that money away to a bank or you know, whoever financed your home, what would it be like never to have to make another mortgage payment?
I have a client right now that lives up in Boynton Beach that we're working with. And, for example, her total monthly income is $2,500 a month. She's 79 years old, lives by herself in the home she loves. Her husband predeceased her. $2,500 a month. Her mortgage payment was $1,500 a month. And that left her $1,000 to buy her groceries, put gas in her tank, take herself to the doctor, maybe get her hair done every now and then. I've got to tell you something, that doesn't go very far. I mean, I know you listeners out there know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, how far does that go? I mean, one trip to the doctor can be $100.
Well, this is a great example, so let's stick with it. So here she is, and I'm sure everybody in their own way is adjusting this story as you tell it to their situation.
Well, I hope so.
So in this particular instance, this lady gets $2,500 a month. $1,500 goes to her mortgage.
And she's left with about $200 a week. Now, all of a sudden, she's going to be left with $600 or more a week. Three times as much money to make her life better. And she's still in the home she loves. She still owns the home she loves. She never has to worry about it being foreclosed because this federal program protects that. Because after all, foreclosures occur when you miss payments. And if you don't have to make a payment, you can't miss a payment. Isn't that unbelievable?
That's true. And when you think that, you know, I always like to contrast these reverse mortgages to regular mortgage. You know, take
right,
a second mortgage.
Right.
So just imagine what the difference is. She could get the money. Okay, but now, instead of having $1,500 a month more to spend to make her life livable, now she has less because she's got to send in a regular, payment on the second mortgage. So
right.
This is just a great, great government program. By the way, let's talk about that a little bit. The connection with the federal government, fully backed by the U.S.?
Well, they're fully insured by the FHA, the Federal Housing Administration. This is a HUD program. You know, I've been doing this for years, and thousands of these seniors. And the reality is all of these people that have benefited from the program have got all this cash that they've used to make their lives better. It's all guaranteed that it's going to show up on time if they take payments. It's going to come in the form of a check every single month or a direct deposit. It's coming from Fannie Mae, and it's insured by FHA, and the government now is taking a controlling interest in Fannie Mae. You guys that take these programs out are really winners. You really have done
something
phenomenal.
So this is backed by the full faith
and credit of
the U.S. government, which is very important. This day and age, people are concerned about that.
Your home is
safe,
the cash flow is safe, everything about it is safe.
Exactly. What is the profile, or is there, might be a better question, but should I ask this to Andrew? I'll throw it out.
Throw it out to him.
Whoever wants to jump in, just jump in. What is the profile, I mean, how wide is the range of profile of people who are customers for this program?
You mean like what do they look like, right?
Yeah, I mean, what, or situation-wise.
Well, go ahead, Andrew.
Well, Steve, I think one of the most important things to take into consideration here is there really isn't a box that you put a reverse mortgage borrower into. There's everybody under the sun. You know, not everybody needs one, but there's people from all walks of life that need these things.
So you get rich people and you get poor people.
Yeah, I've seen them anywhere from a $10 million house up to, I think we saw a $40,000 condo recently.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so we really, it's everybody. I mean, it's paying medical bills. It's doing repairs to your home, paying everyday living expenses.
Taxes,
and the big one, yeah, taxes,
insurance.
And then the big one right now is definitely the mortgage payment. Getting rid of that mortgage payment every month is just taking a load off of everybody's back that's ever done this. I mean, I can't tell you how happy these people are when they get rid of that mortgage
payment. I can just imagine. So
you know how happy you'd be.
I
know how happy I'd be.
Absolutely.
This is the only product I've ever worked with where I wish I was older. You know? I could give myself one. And man, oh man, what I could do with that cash.
When this transaction, I want to make this clear to everybody, too. When the transaction closes, just like this part of it is similar to a regular mortgage
right, transaction.
It's a financial transaction. When it closes, you hand the person a check for how wide is the range of checks that they
get? Well, it could work a couple different ways. If they have a mortgage, we pay off their mortgage. And then if they have additional equity that's available to them under the program's formula, then they can elect to take it as a line of credit, which means it just sits there at Fannie Mae until they need it. They pick the phone up and call, and we send the money. Or maybe they can say, send us $1,000 a month for the rest of our life, and if the benefits are there, we send them a check for $1,000 a month for the rest of their life. Or maybe they say, give me all my remaining benefits at closing. Now, the typical customer qualified for, it was over $150,000 last year.
When you say typical, now you're talking about the average
check? The average customer. Some were more, some were less, but the average customer qualified, and they either took a check for $150,000 or they had their mortgage paid off and took other benefits in the amount of $150,000-some.
Well, that
it's
is
an
a
amazing
lot of money.
Thing.
What is the big...
the biggest one we've ever done?
What's the biggest check you ever wrote to?
I think the biggest one we ever saw was around $700,000. And that was after paying off a mortgage on a multimillion dollar residence, and that was the cash that remained. And the person said, you know, I've never had money like that under my control. I'd like to know what it feels like. So we gave it to him.
So would I, Nelson. It wouldn't be too bad to have $700,000 right now.
That is
so
bad.
That would be nice. Yeah.
All right, we are chatting here with reverse mortgage expert Nelson Locke from Value Financial, also with us today, Andrew Milks. Andrew is a reserve mortgage training specialist. And among the many things you do, Andrew, we might mention it now. You might say a word or two about it. You do presentations. For example, if there is a condo association out there, group of people, club, whatever it is, and they feel there would be a mutual benefit in all their friends hearing about this, and I'll tell you because this is radio, you can't see Andrew. I don't want to use this. As a,
well, he's a nice-looking guy.
He's a nice-looking
Listen,
guy.
Listen, all you ladies.
Yeah.
He's a nice-looking guy.
And he's single, too, right?
That's right.
How did I guess that? See, I didn't know that.
I just keep my mouth shut and see how far they go.
But anyway, if people want to reach you, we might as well do that here. We're approaching the end of the first segment. Where is the number? Is it the same number to reach?
It's the 800 number, right. And they can call Andrew, and Andrew would be happy to come out to wherever they are. If they want to get a group of friends and neighbors together, let's say they wanted to do a coffee table thing, or maybe they wanted to do a condo association thing, that's what Andrew does. Andrew, talk about that a
little. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Let's do this, because we're right around the time of our first break. Let's take our break. We'll remember right where we are. I was getting so engrossed and missed my break here. Let's take the break. When we get back, Andrew will tell you a little bit more about these presentations, which are available to you, to your club, to your condo. All you got to do is call the number I'm going to give you. It is also the same number at which you can reach Nelson Locke and connect with Nelson directly to get one of these great reverse mortgage program started for you. The number 1-800-760-5363. That, my friends, is from memory. I don't even have it written down here. That's how long I've been working with Nelson. 1-800-760-5363. We'll be back with Nelson and Andrew right after this.